Support for Food for Thought on KNKX comes from the 16th Annual Dungeness Crab and Seafood Festival, Friday through Sunday, October 6th through 8th, at the Port Angeles City Pier. An old-fashioned crab feed with fresh whole Dungeness crab, chowder cook-off, guest chefs, 14 restaurants, music, wine, beer, and more. Info at crabfestival.org.
Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson is back from an extended trip to Philadelphia and Maine. She tells 88.5's Dick Stein that she hardly put down her fork. We're going to hear about live lobster for $4.50 a pound, Amish donuts, a jaw-dislocating brisket sandwich, and the escape of her inner fangirl at a chance encounter with an NPR superstar.
Well, Nancy, you've been out of town for 2 weeks. I hope you put that time to good use.
I didn't put my fork down for much of that time, Stein, really. You know me. But I went back to do a little business and added quite a bit of pleasure onto that. I went to the Association of Food Journalists conference in my hometown, Philadelphia. I made my way to New Jersey and all the way north to Maine, a place I'd never been and always wanted to go.
From which you sent me a picture of a beautiful lobster with the words, $4.50 a pound, eat your heart out.
You're not going to hold that against me, are you?
I'll let you know.
So I have a friend from here in the Seattle area who was my neighbor for 20 years, and she built herself a gorgeous home in Maine. When my sister and I arrived, she had 6 fresh lobster waiting for us. She said they weren't out of the water 5 hours. She boiled up a pot, threw them in there for 17 minutes. She said that was the magic number, and it was. And we sat down to more lobster than you could possibly eat.
Oh, not more lobster than I could possibly.
You think that.
So they're in the water for 17 minutes. At what point do they stop screaming?
Stein. When I was a waitress and worked in Alaska at the Marx Brothers Cafe, I had this friend, a great chef, a guy named Dougie Fontana. And Doug would take the live lobster and turn them upside down so that their head was below their tail. And he swore that that would hypnotize them so that they'd feel real relaxed.
Before he threw them into the boiling water.
Exactly. It was wonderful just to drive through Maine. And there were lobster guys. Everybody was in the business. You could see it at their homes. You could see the traps out in front of people's houses.
I understand you can even get lobster rolls at McDonald's.
Lobster rolls. Overrated. Who needs bread when you can just have lobster?
Well, let's get back to Philly.
One of the places that we took a tour of, and I went back later by myself, was Reading Terminal Market. You know, it's a big historic place. It opened in the late 1800s, right below the tracks for the train station. And we were staying in a hotel right around the corner from there. I got to eat some incredible things, like a sandwich at Dinick's, which is famous for their hot roast beef and pork sandwiches. And I had a brisket sandwich. You would have cried, Stein, seriously. But the coolest thing to me is how people are there, and I miss this. There was a guy in a suit next to me. There were guys in hard hats. There were tourists. I mean, it was just a lot of people sitting at a counter there. People started sharing, hey, can you get me a napkin? Oh, try this hot sauce. It's really great. And they looked at me like, you didn't get the pork sandwich? What's the matter with you? You know, I mean, it was the kind of thing that people don't say to one another around here. They're not so familiar. I really miss that. And I went to Beeler's Donut.
Say this like this is donut.
Oh, my. And I'm not a donut person. I'm not even a sweets lover.
I know.
It's an Amish family that does raised donut right in front of your eyes. The girls are rolling them out and cutting them, and they're just so soft and delicious. Mm. Also, Bassett's Ice Cream, fifth-generation family business.
Now, I know that you went to another restaurant, and at that restaurant, you saw...
Terry Gross! My heart started beating so fast. I'm going to go up and say hello, but I'm going to wait till they're done. I got up and I went over and I introduced myself, and she was very gracious. She introduced me to her husband, Francis Davis, a well-known jazz critic. I don't remember what I said. I just remember that I felt like a blooming idiot. I gushed and I was stupid and I was inarticulate and embarrassed and total fangirling on her. And after they left, I said to the hostess, does Terry Gross come in here a lot? And she said, every Friday. I said, so what does she order? She said, salmon or scallops. I love knowing what she ordered.
With KNKX food talker and Terry Gross fangirl, Nancy.
I didn't ask for a selfie.
You should have. Leeson.
He's Dick.
So where's the lobsters you were going to bring me?
Stein.